Only a remnant. Only a remnant. That's a small amount, you know. Because there is a way that seemed right to us. And we have checked the scriptures out. The Bible says, check the scriptures, so in them you think you have eternal life. Search. And some folks, we've been doing that. We've been searching. And we've been seeking. But let me tell you something. Amen. Praise God. And we still have not found and came into the knowledge of the truth. Yeah, I said it. Have not came into the knowledge of the truth. That's why you got so many religious, you got religion that's invading the earth. Religion. God Almighty. Woo! I'm telling you. Let me tell you, when I done buckled down and got in the word of God, I found that, man, a lot of folks, that's why you see everybody, all kind of hell breaking loose. You ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing with the televangelist. You ain't seen nothing yet. You're going to see a lot of stuff go down. Guess what? Faith Crusade going to go down too if we don't go by what the scriptures say. If we don't get in the truth of the word of God, this going to be a thing of the past. God ain't got no respect to a person. Let me tell you something. There is work to be done. And the work got to go forth. And you... Are you kidding? You think God is going to put his plans on hold just because you want to act stank and nasty? Amen. And cause you don't want to get yourself together with what God has already established. You think God's supposed to stop and say, because of you. No, baby. No, 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 no. Not even for Pastor Burks. No, no, no. God program got to go on. If it means he got to get me out of the way. If it means he got to get you out of the way. If whatever it takes, baby, the program of God ain't going to be stopped. It's unstoppable. Oh. Let me tell you something. If we don't get this thing right, I come and lay it around this altar. Let me tell you, if you only had a revelation of what God revealed to me, all of you will repent. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. I'm telling you, except the church do a quick change of real repentance, let me tell you something. You better not die. You've been walking around here trying to put everybody else in heaven. Amen. Praise God. Trying to get everybody to repent and put everybody in heaven. Well, you are hell bound. But I had to face on the altar. Find out I ain't got it together. Baby, except from Evelyn on back, you better get in the word of God. Because you ain't got it together. You don't have it together. No, 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 no. Let me tell you something. We got our own interpretation of the scriptures. You can't go to, you go in the Bible bookstore, you got more interpretation than a little bit. And folks making a killing. Run, 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 run. Let me tell you something, they're making mega bucks. And folks still ain't got it together. Folks still hating player haters and hating one another. And hate, don't bother me up in here. Oh, I'm telling you like it is. Let me tell you something. The Lord told me, you know what? Let me tell you something. You know what you're doing with your children's? Guess what? You're raising up a generation of hypocrites. Oh, you might not want to come back to Faith Crusade no more. But you're raising a generation of hypocrites. How am I doing that? I'm going to show you how the Lord showed it to me. Showed it to me just as clear. You say all kind of things around your children. And then you want to come up in here and say, thus say the Lord. Thus say the Lord. And they sit around and they heard everything you say. And they say, they ain't telling you, but they say, how can mama, how can daddy, hallelujah, talk like that? And they just, and they go and they see you just talked about Richard. And in the church, say, you know, mama, let me tell you something. I know what I'm talking about. And God showed, before I seen this, God showed me something. My wife can tell you, we was at the fam at the picnic. And what the Lord spoke to me. And what the Lord showed me on the altar, it happened at the picnic. This boy, me and Charlene sitting over there, and one of her cousins, oh, Lord, he said, one of the cousins was hollering at another cousin. He said, oh, God, I can't deal with phoniness. He said, now, low rate, just talked about her like a dog. Now she calling and like she all lovely and want to hug her. Oh, I can't deal with hypocrites. I said, and that's what the Lord showed me. Listen, your children you're raising a generation of hypocrites. That's why the church ain't getting no better. As time goes on, the church waxing cold. Because you so busy letting the enemy use you, you don't realize what effect it having on your children. And every one of these children can get up in here and say some stuff that they done heard you say. And come right up in here and want to grab and hug. That's what you call a hypocrite. And let me tell you something. They will grow up with that same mentality. They ain't saying nothing. And some of you, when you go to run in your mouth, you sit right around these children and let them hear you say it, say what you say, and let them sit in there. And some of these parents mess around and let the children in and even indulge in the conversation. Oh. But we going to see Jesus. I don't think so. Honey, they can padlock this place for all I care. Amen. Hello. Because let me tell you something. God called me to pastor up in here, and that's what I'm going to do. And let me tell you something. Glory be to God. Amen. You're going to have to make a change. Because if not, let me tell you something. You're going to destroy yourself and your children. Oh, there is a word from the Lord. We're going to read scriptures. There's a word from God. Hallelujah. Amen. You don't want truth, you're in the wrong place. God showed me this thing on the altar. Altar. And we wonder why our children don't want to come and praise God. You want to tell them to praise God. Unfair to them. That's unfair to them. If you want to go to hell, that's you. But that's unfair to your children. And guess what? God is holding us accountable. God is holding us accountable. Let me tell you something. You better know what time. You better learn what you're up against. Because, see, some of us, we can't see no farther than today. We don't see the big picture. We see only today. We don't see the big picture. Don't fool with me up in here. We don't see the big picture. We really don't see the big picture. I shared with Jermaine this morning. I was saying something to him, and you notice everything just come right out. I shared with him some things a day ahead before stuff even take place. Say, just watch this, watch. And then, I began to pray about that thing. I said, Lord, I said, it's because there's this wall that I don't want to say certain things. I began to say to me, say, the reason why you don't want to say it is because there's the spiritual side of you that I'm allowing you to see. And your flesh don't like what it see. Peeking into the spiritual realm and you're seeing stuff. And you don't like the outcome. So I don't like going there. I don't like seeing stuff. But it ain't got nothing to do with me. It's what's going on in the spiritual realm. The spiritual, you're looking at the natural. You're looking right there at what you see today. Baby, there's something coming. There's some days ahead. There's some 2 years from now. There's some 3 years. It can mess up the lives of folks 2 and 3 years later down the line. Hello. We're gonna get in the word. Because it's, you know, the church is so full of religion. Church so full of religion, it's pitiful. Religion, let me tell you something. If you really want to know the truth, religion is messing the church up. I tell you, even before going up to Minister Britt's father homegoing service, I really wanted to be in the Naranja with some of the things that God gave me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're living in some crucial times. We're living in some crucial, very crucial time, and people going on, they don't even, I mean, it's like, if we knew what time we living in, if we only got a glimpse of what the enemy got, God keep bothering me about these children. Because God loves these children. Yes, he do. But if we had a glimpse of the plot and the plan the enemy had for our children, if we had a glimpse, we'll spend more time in prayer. We'll spend more time in ministering to them. I was reading an article about, some of y'all might have seen it, was on the news, about the lady that went into the hospital that had convulsion. That wasn't that sad? Anybody else read or seen them? That was in New York. You see, that was so sad. The lady went to the hospital for help. For help. In the emergency room, they looked all over. The lady messed around and fell out on the floor. They walked all over. Finally, when they did decide to go try to help out, about 30 minutes later, to get the lady up off the floor, the lady was dead. Some of you are sitting there and look and say, well, that's so sad. But you know what? We're doing the same thing to our brother and sister. We see them fall. We see they need help. And we doing just like them people in the emergency room. We ain't caring. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, I want to give it exactly like he said, because it was so simple. But he was saying the church done lost their passion. People done lost their passion. They done lost their passion for the Lord. I can come to church when I come. I can make up all kind of excuses, and I don't feel for them about it. Cause so many feel like ain't no love that no way. People are in your praise service. Folks ain't folks. If I praise him, I praise him. If I don't, I don't. That's why. Religious. Very religious. Let me tell you something. It's so religious to you have to, you know, we so religious to the point we have to tell people, get up and praise God. If you got to be told you need to praise God. God, I'm telling you, you better learn to take a firm stand. You better learn to take a firm stand. I'm telling you, because we're living in some crucial, crucial times. Amen. Glory to God. Look at your neighbor and say, get it together. It's seemingly on earth, listen, everyone is searching for two things. If you really look at it, it seems like everybody on earth is searching for two things. That's either power or purpose. Folks are seeking power or purpose. I mean, they going after it. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at the presidential election coming up. Obama. And the majority of the church, a lot of the church, you know, they Obama. They will go seeking after a man or woman for that to serve, but won't go seeking after God. They won't go seeking after God. They will, let me tell you something, try to put a fleshly being in power. But God, the creator of that fleshly being, they want to overlook. Many are seeking in the ways of purpose and power, and seeking it in religion. Hello? They're seeking it in religion. Money. Fame. Recognition. And influence. And you find a lot of that right here in the church. It ain't to magnify God. It's to see me. God can't show up in your services. God can't show up, ain't finna show up in your glory. We want to see, listen, because I don't want to get ahead of myself, but you know what? That is supposed to be a demonstration of the power. That's supposed to be a demonstration of the power. Power just ain't, and there's no demonstration. So many. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Genesis. Now, we're going to go into some stuff. Honey, I hope you brought your pen and your pad. Some of you done got your little shout and all that stuff in. Amen. Now it's time to get your papers, your information, how to live right. Hallelujah. Genesis 1 and 26. All right, y'all, get your walk in now because it's going to cease. All them other religious little messages you walk through, not on this one. This, I want it. Peace be still. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. There are some things happening in my life. I'm telling you. Eyes, I'm telling you, and I know it ain't got nothing to do with me. Have Genesis 1 and 26. If someone would read it out and read it out loud.
And God said, let us make man in our image.
Uh-huh. God, from the beginning, oh, help me here with the Holy Ghost. I wish this was like a class, you know, only a few. I truly do. I wish it was a class because this is for people that really want to live right. That's why I say this ain't for everybody. When I was in nursing school, they weaned out them ones that just went up to, you know. But this is for folks that really want to live right. From the beginning, God wanted us with dominion and authority, wanted us to walk in dominion and authority. If you look at these children, watch out, these children, they want to be bossy. They want to do what they want to do. I see you smiling there. But listen, understand something. Even you, come on, you know we want our own way. We want to. God made us. Listen, I say what. God, from the beginning, God wanted us with dominion. That word dominion in the Hebrew it's called mamlaka. God always wanted us with walking dominion and authority. So much so to listen at all the things that he gave us dominion over. The fish and even all them creepy things. Look at your neighbor and say, I got power over creeps. Listen, God wanted us to have the authority. He always wanted that. Like I said, if you check within yourself right now, I know what I'm talking about. And if you'll be honest, you know good and well you want your way. You want to do it like Lord's side, and we have to go by his way. But if it, before we came on the Lord's side, it was Burke's way or no way. It was what I want to do, when I want to do it, and how I want to do it, and who I want to do it with, and how many I want to do it with. That was my business. Come on, his side, he's the only one. And the right, let's not go down. The right one. He, you know, we want to look at, if you look at our jailhouse and our prison, walk in their dominion and walk in their authority in what they want to do. Their own hand. And it's the same way it is right now, even with your children. Your children, within them, they go to bed when they want to go to bed. They don't want to be told, you better get in that bed and go to sleep. They want to study when they want to study. And if they don't want to study, I don't want to study. Hello. Yes, yes. Listen, God always wanted us to walk in dominion and authority. And that's mainly what we're going into. You know, a lot of people are afraid of the message of the kingdom. But if you read the word of God, I start searching in them scriptures, and I say, my God, that's all Jesus was talking about. And see, we have a problem here in the USA and in the Western world. We have a problem understanding kingdom mentality because we've been used to Bush. We've been used to this democracy, this democratic and Republican government we have here. A government of the people, by the people. That mentality. So we haven't lived in an area, I don't believe some of us have not lived in an area where there is kings and at the law, amen, they ain't asking you your opinion, what you think, how you feel about it. The king said it, that's it. That's it. If you read in the scriptures where a king made a law and whatnot, y'all know the story, Nebuchadnezzar made a law. Let me tell you something. It was ain't what you ain't want to do. That was it. He took his ring. He signed it by his ring. That's it. Once he said it, he couldn't even change it. That's why Nebuchadnezzar got his, that's why John the Baptist lost his head. Because the king had them promised that chick, that whatever, and y'all know the story. I'm about to go ghetto, but anyway, y'all know what I'm talking about. So, but anyway, God, that word dominion is Mamlaka, Mamlakah. And it is translated as sovereign rule, royal power. God created us to have rulership, to rule. Glory to God. Amen. Turn with me, and some of you are familiar with this, but turn to 1 Peter 2 and 9. And if you really look at what God did from the beginning, the first thing God did with man was gave him a kingdom to rule. And I'm telling you, if you wake up to this teaching here, I'm telling you, the devil can't do nothing with you. He really can't. I'm telling you, when I looked in the Word of God and I got in here and I started looking at who I am, yeah, you know, I said, wait a minute here. See, because if you dumb, yeah, oh, the enemy can pull all kinds of schemes over on you. And you taking bull you ain't even got to take. I say, well, wait a minute, sir. You know, something wrong with this picture. We gonna bring it home. Listen, 1 Peter 2 and 9, out loud.
But ye are a chosen generation,
mm-hmm,
a royal
priesthood, a holy
nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into.
Listen, we're a royal priesthood in the kingdom, a holy nation. We don't. You ever seen any broke royal people? You ever heard of any broke royal people? Where your money? Fashion. I'm on a hunt. I ain't no Easter egg hunt either. You better believe that. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm on a hunt. Got my darn stuff. I got some of it, but that ain't all. Somebody got my stuff. I tell you, God spoke, the Spirit of the Lord allowed me to have a dream. I have not shared this dream. I have not shared this dream with a soul. You hear what I say? I have not shared it with a soul because they can't handle it. But I ain't been to reveal poot. All I can say is, watch me. Watch me. God done gave you something, and you know it's him. And I'm going to tell you something, because when I first saw what he showed, first I dreamed it. Then when I got up and went to cut my yard, then he started spoken, say, you remember the dream you had? And then say, that's yours. Say, all that's yours. And let me tell you something, I ain't breathe a word. All like I said, watch me. Watch me. That's all I can say. Opportunity to give your opinion on it. No, 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 no. Huh? Honey, I'm going to be a wise king. Hello up in here. Yadabo Shaye. Now the time will come, listen, that I can release with my wife and whatnot, but until that time, let me tell you something. Because let me tell you, I'm doing what I got to do to make this thing happen. You hear what I say? Because faith without work, it is dead. He done already showed me what I need to do and what's, first of all, what's mine and what I need to do to get it. Watch. That's all I can say is watch me. Oh, yeah. You need to understand who you are. You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation. The devil ain't finna tell you. You are here with purpose. Ain't nothing worse than a person, amen, being on the face of the earth. Some of you know what I'm talking about because you pass by. I'm telling you, pass by and look under trees. You see, especially our men, some of the women doing it, sitting up under trees like they ain't got nothing else to do. Just waiting for the grave. Hello. And these same people sitting up under the tree, God got a plan and a purpose for their life. Some of you all right now, everybody in here got purpose. And guess what? Some folks ain't even trying to move into the plan. Ain't nothing worse than a person that being on the face of the earth and die and didn't fulfill purpose. To live your whole life on the earth and talking about never walk in the blessings or partially walk in the blessings and see everybody else be there. You live and want all your walk with God, all your life of struggle, all your life and has locked you up. Religion has caused you to be in bondage, and religion is the one that caused you to not have a darn thing today. We begin to walk in the kingdom, the work of the kingdom that Jesus was talking about. Let me tell you something. Everything we need is right in the kingdom. I don't want to go ahead of myself because I'm about to really break loose. I'm telling you, this thing is revealed to me in my spirit. Hello, this look at your name. Pray. Say it like it means, and I pray that God give me a revelation in my spirit. Because it ain't no good to you if it ain't no revelation in your spirit. I'm telling you, when I begin to see some things, I'm telling you that the word of God was saying to me, and I begin to start walking in that thing, Sister Cook, let me tell you something. It didn't take no three, four days, bam, right away I start seeing changes. When I say bam, right away, changes start taking place. It's like God said, I've been waiting on you. Now you done stepped out of religion and walking in the kingdom. Now I can do something with you. I can't do nothing with you in that religion, being all religious. The word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things shall be added. We going after all these things. You got to wait for a prophet to come in to tell you, oh, God, get ready to bless you with a home. The hell with the home. Let me tell you something. The home is automatically mine. It's in the kingdom. It's already mine. I don't need you to prophesy no house, no car to me. Everything that I need is already in the kingdom. I am a child of the kingdom. I don't need you to tell me that. See, religion will have you sitting around. I wish they'd give me a word. I wish they'd give me a grace. I wish you'd stare at my face. You gotta go. Listen, we going after. We doing. Listen. Oh God, help me here. Here, Jesus was saying, listen, I feed the fowls of the air, and you worried about, hey, where you going to get food from? I clothe the flowers, and here you walk around here talking about, well, I don't know what I'm going to put on. Let me tell you something. God going to put you with some clothes. Clothes are in the kingdom. Everything you need is right in the kingdom. We trying to limitate, look at your neighbor and say, first things first. We want to do it, amen, like Max that psychologist named Maslow or whatever his name is. Amen. We want to do it like him. Amen. He listed in order. Amen. Praise God. The needs, the priority. He saw priority and what is the need of humans? Clothes, shelter, and food, and he and all this self all this stuff he named that the humans need. Total in contradiction of what Jesus said. We going after, well, we got the, I found out every one of my bills can get paid. Everyone, you hear what I say? I tell you no lie. Every one of my bills, they get paid. When I stop trusting in religion and start trusting in the kingdom, let me tell you something. Everything that I need is in the kingdom. If I work the kingdom, God will work my work, what I need. If I work the kingdom, hello, glory be to God, all my needs gonna be supplied. If I do the work of the kingdom, God even, let me tell you something. The Lord told me to stop giving to other ministries. I cut off with all my giving. I cut off after, because I say I was religious. I was religious. And that's why you see so much, that's why you see right now so many IRS going after pastors and after all, they getting all this money. But where is your work for the kingdom? Where's the work of the kingdom? I'll donate money to where I see kingdom work going on. I ain't finna donate nothing to your ministry, glory be to God, and I don't see the work of the kingdom. Hello, I ain't finna make you fat in the kingdom going shrinking. Oh, hallelujah. They send me stuff in the mail, glory be to God, from this ministry and that ministry. I take it and I say, scripture say, know them that labor among you. If I'm not around you, I don't know what the so-and-so going on with you. I ain't finna donate no money. I don't live in your town. Hello, know them that labor among you. Let me tell you something. It's so, folks so disguising and so hypocritical now. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not sending you nothing. I'm not sending you nada, nada. It's about the work of the kingdom. And you see religious people, you've been sending your money and you're getting further in debt. And they get on there and tell you, God is really blessing me, I guess so. Oh, it's about the work of the kingdom. I say, even with this ministry, kingdom work need to go on here. Ain't no, we come, you know what's been going on up in here? We come, we religious. We come and have our religious service on Sunday, and we praise God, hallelujah. We dance, we shout, we spit all on it, spitting, rolling, all that stuff, until Wednesday night we come back to prayer. Then we come to prayer, and some come and lay on their benches, and some come spectate and whatnot, and then we say a little few words, and we get our little religious cell phone out of here. And Friday night, we come in here, and we come to hear what the minister got to say with our little religious cell phone, and we just, toot-loo-loo-loo, get on out of here. No bills getting paid. Struggling like mad. Sick in the body, there's no sickness in the kingdom. Hello, I say there is no sickness in the kingdom. If you check the kingdom out, ain't no sickness in the kingdom. Ain't no sickness in the kingdom. Oh, we gonna get into some stuff. Hello, all this religious. I need all that in here can give me $100. I need 10 people to stand with me for $100. Religious. That, listen, if I seek, if I pursue after the kingdom and his righteousness, not your righteousness, not your rules, not your regulation, not your tradition, honey, all these things gonna be added to me. Hello? It's time I put this religious mess. Listen, God used religion at a point. I don't knock religion. Because people going to stay that way until they step over into the kingdom. Religion is good because it can be the road to help you get on into the work of the kingdom. But let me tell you something. But it could save you a lot of heartache and pain if you just walk going on over into the work of the kingdom. Hello? Listen. Turn with me. Oh, bless God. Matthew 4 and 17. That's why they want to do Jesus in early. Them folks didn't understand what he was talking about when he was talking about the kingdom. And if you read when you read this verse, listen, you're going to find Jesus' message and his priority reveals that Jesus had only one message, one mandate, and one mission. And that was the return of the kingdom of heaven and earth. Read his first public statement in Matthew 4 and 17, Jesus.
Matthew 4 and 17.
From
that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven
The religion of heaven is at hand. No, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. From that time, the first statement, he says, the kingdom of heaven is what?
At hand.
In other words, he was saying the kingdom of heaven is near. It's near you. Now turn Matthew 5 and 3. We're going to go through some scriptures real quick. Matthew 5 and 3. You'll find Jesus was constantly trying to get people to get into the kingdom. Jesus didn't preach no. Okay, so come on, read it.
Matthew 5 and 3. Mm-hmm. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Jesus didn't preach religion. If you read that, he didn't preach religion. He preached the kingdom. Listen, wrote down a little few things. What religion? Listen, religion preoccupies man until he finds the kingdom, which we said earlier. Religion occupies. Folks got some religious stuff. That's why Jesus got it at the those Pharisees that came to mind. Your disciples, they don't wash their hands. Tradition, religious, you know, say that again, you want that, say it again, religion preoccupies man until he finds the kingdom. That's why you got some people, they just locked in, they just occupied with religion, just being religious, going through the religious cliche and all that. They're going to do that until they come into the knowledge of the truth of the kingdom. Follow me? Listen, religion is what does until he finds the kingdom. Because, see, man is steady trying to find his way, trying to find his purpose. Okay? And when you finally find your way, you'll find that, listen, we're supposed to be operating as kingdom citizens here on earth. That's why we're supposed to set our affection on things above and not beneath. We're citizens. We're written to be truth of it, and I'm going to show you in scripture. We're citizens really from heaven. Listen, third, religion prepares man to leave the earth. You hear this? Listen at this. You got to listen real carefully at this. Religion prepares man to leave the earth, because if you notice the messages that come forth, amen, it's always to my gone to heaven, prepare man to leave the earth. Let me tell you what, the kingdom empowers man to dominate the earth. That's why you got these religious people, you know, even in the religious song, tell me, I fly away, oh, to Lord. Kingdom people ain't talking about no flying away. Kingdom folks ain't talking about going no. I'm going home to live with Jesus. Won't it be great? Won't it be great? Religion. Master. And after I done, we done did all, we came down here on earth. And we go, but we done went in our Father. And when we go and where we can't go no more, give us a place, oh God, and no kingdom. Oh, Lord. Kingdom people ain't talking about going nowhere. Kingdom people ain't planning no funeral. Kingdom people dominating, operating. You know what? Let me tell you. Kingdom, even older kingdom folk that realize they keep what the work of the kingdom is all about. You ain't hear them talking about, well, when I leave, because they ain't talking about leaving. Kingdom people here dominating. Religious people, the one that every time you look around town, well, I'm slowing down. Lord, I just don't know. The devil is a liar. Amen. Slow down if you want. I'm picking up speed. Amen. Hello. Amen. I'm telling you, that's religion. Religion people talk like that. Religious people talk like that. But kingdom people, let me tell you something, they dominate in the earth, okay? Religion focuses on heaven. You hear this? The kingdom focuses in earth. Religion is, oh Lord have mercy. This ain't no lie. Let me show you what religion do. Religion do this. After they done told you, come on, pull out your blessing. Did you get it? Religion. Hello. Listen, religion, look at religion, what religion do. Religion wants to escape earth. The kingdom impacts and influences and changes earth. A lot of stuff that you take being religious, but being knowing who you are, you listen, you got the power. You got the power. Hello, whether people understand or not. Let me tell you, there was a woman, this woman, she walked in kingdom. Some of y'all know Cindy Trim. And Cindy Trim went to Georgia. Got a mega ministry going up there now. Went to Georgia up there and went and got a building and seen a big building up for sale, and she walked in and told the people, say, listen, that's my building. The man said, well, it can be yours if you come in with the money. She said, no, you don't understand. And if you anybody ever received any message from Cindy Trim or anybody affiliated with Cindy Trim, them folks, because they were scared of me one time. I said, ugh. That's because I was religious. Let me tell you something. Those folks walk in, those people that train under her, they walk in kingdom. They walk in the kingdom mentality, and they just taking stuff. They letting them know what they, listen, this is mine. She walked in and said, no, you don't understand. I'm an ambassador, and I want the building. Let me tell you something. Don't you know they turned that building loose? Yes, yes. God wants us to walk in dominion, in authority. You know, but you, listen, don't call yourself going to walk in dominion and authority if you're not going to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Because it is condition. You have to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And things got to work out in your favor. Listen, we're going to get into some more stuff. Listen. Oh, help me here, Holy Ghost. Religion seeks to take earth. Listen at this. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Religion seeks to take earth to heaven. The kingdom seeks to bring heaven to earth. We bring heaven on down. Yeah. Come on down. Amen. Now turn with me. Listen at this, because I jumped ahead of myself. We're going to see what Jesus addressed the religious leaders. Turn to Matthew 23. Matthew 23. We're going to try to go through this real fast. I know this, I ain't going to be able to do all this in one time. Matthew 23 and Charlena, read 13. Oh, Gina, 13.
Matthew 23 and 13. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. Listen,
wait, I want you to hear this. Ooh, don't nobody move. Come on, read. Listen.
But woe unto you.
Woe unto you.
Scribes and Pharisees.
You scribes and your Pharisees.
Hypocrites.
You hypocrites.
For ye shut up the kingdom of heaven.
For you shut up. You shut up the kingdom of heaven.
Against men.
Against men.
For ye neither go.
For ye neither go.
In yourself.
In yourself. You see people catching on to the kingdom. You don't want to walk in, but people getting ready to walk into the work to the kingdom. And you hypocrite, you don't even want to go in, but you're trying to prevent other folks from going in. People are catching on. You hear what I say? Come on.
Neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in.
Mm-hmm. Go to 15.
15. For woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte. And when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves.
You know what? Religion ain't doing it but making a bunch of hellified folks double. You making some, the people that you trying to get to come to the Lord being religious, and even in your homes and whatnot, you making them double hellified than you are with your religious self. With your religious self. And that's why the church ain't getting no better. It's more hellified than you. You find, let me tell you something. You can find a sinner to treat you better than some saints. Hello. Yes. You find a sinner give you before a saint will give you. And religion is destroying the body of Christ. It's about the work of the kingdom. Amen. We just messing people up. What you witnessing for? To bring in more devils. Hello, it's the truth. We got to get rid of this religious mentality and understand who we are in God. We are kingdom citizens. We are royal priesthood, a holy nation. Religion is destroying people's life. Okay, Matthew 15, 1 and 3. Like I said, we've got quite a bit of scriptures because I want to take you into Matthew 15, 1 through 3.
Matthew 15, 1 through 3. Then came to Jesus scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, "Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands."
And this is what we were talking about earlier. They don't wash their hands. Religious tradition.
Verse 3. But he answered and said,
"You want to wash your, you want to, listen, and that's the way the religious people are. You know, we, you know, if somebody else don't wash their hands, you know, and you, because you wash yours, oh my God, you got so much to say about it. But yes, yet there's scriptures that tell you what you need to do to live right. And you duck and dodge that, but you want to look and somebody said, I don't know who, I think that was up in South Carolina last week. The preacher got up there and said, listen, it takes you 6 months. If you'll take 6 months to mind your own business and 6 months to leave somebody else's alone, you'll be okay. And it's the truth. We, religious folks, religious people, we're always, it's a difference in kingdom, being kingdom and being religious. Religious folks will always find faults with somebody. Amen. Honey, kingdom folks will pray. You hear what I say? Kingdom folks will send up a kingdom prayer. Hello? But religion, religious people will hide out. See, I can talk about this brother to you, but the truth of the matter is I'm hiding out. Because just as sure as I can, remember this here, just as sure as somebody can come to you and kill somebody's character and say things about people, you better believe that that same person that's talking to you got some stuff going on in their life that they got to use you as an individual to talk about you so they can see you and not see me. Because boy, oh boy, if you saw me, if you really saw me for who I am, see, it's easy for me to talk about you. That way it takes the focus off of me. But if the truth be known about this religious person, amen. I'm going to tell you something. And see, that's the thing about when you better believe this. People come and they try to talk about folks. You can believe this. Trust me when I tell you this here. If you talk about my brother to me, you will talk about me. You'll do it. That's Solomonic wisdom. You'll do it. You'll do it. All I gotta do is rub you the wrong way. That's religious. Kingdom. Let me tell you something. When you know who you are in the kingdom, this is God's truth. When you know who you are in the kingdom, man, it don't matter what people say about you, because you can still hold your head up. I done got where when I walk in places, I demand respect. Hello, yes, yes. I don't, yes, because I know who I am. No, I demand respect. Because it's not because of Pastor Burks, it's because of who I am. And who called me to be who I am. And who I serve. I walk around with him in me. When I walk in a place, I change the atmosphere. Hello. Not the atmosphere changed me, but I changed the atmosphere. If I'm going to lift him up, let me tell you something. If I'm going to lift him up, I'm going to draw all men unto him because of who I am and who I serve. Hello. Hello. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Listen, come on, read Matthew 15 and 6. We got so much, but we're going to cut this in 3 more minutes.
Verse 6. and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free.
Okay, go. You can keep, but no, don't read that. Matthew 5 and 20. Because I just wrote some scriptures.
Matthew 5 and 20. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Except your righteousness, read again, listen, exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall what?
You shall not in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Okay. Matthew 21 and 31. And we're going to have to sum it up, I guess.
Whether of them twain did the will of his father, they say unto him, the first, Jesus, said unto them, verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you.
Let me tell you something. It's some prostitutes going to make it in before you. Hello? Going to make it into the kingdom. Because you know what? Let me tell you something. These people, there are going to be some people, I'm talking about homosexuals, I'm telling you, folks going to come in and mean in business with God, I'm telling you, and they going to get it together with God, and I'm telling you, some folks been lagging and lollygagging for years, talking about you got a relationship with God. You ain't got doodly squat with God. I'm serious. Some folks going to, you know, isn't that going to be a crying shame at the end when the scripture talk about how, listen, understand, Jesus wasn't talking about the non-believer. He, in that day, many going to say, didn't I cast out devils in your name? Many going to say in that day, didn't I do this, didn't I do that? But your work was of iniquity. It's about the kingdom. The scripture, and we gonna cut, but the scripture, because we probably gonna do quite a bit more messages on this. But the scripture says over in Matthew 6 chapter, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things. We going after so much stuff. And really, I really wanted to read about how Jesus told them, don't worry about what they're going to wear and what they're going to eat and all that stuff. The pagans do that. The Gentiles did do that stuff. Your father, the scripture says your father already know what you need. You just got to know how to operate in the work of the kingdom and his righteousness so you can get everything that you need added to you. You don't, as I said, you don't need nobody. You don't really ever need somebody to call you out and that's religion, to call you out. You know, how many can stand with me for $50? With $50, let me tell you, it's bad that we have to do this stuff in the black churches, and that's all where it goes on. It don't go on in white people churches, cause they familiar with kingdom principles. They familiar with, and oh God, the Bible are full of principles. Those people understand, they know how to operate in kingdom principles and have their kingdom mentality. They know that, they know what they need to do in order to get finances. They know if I give, it's going to be given back to me. Good measure, pressed down. It's not in how many can do this and have, no, that's religion. But you got to be, amen, praise God. You got to change your mentality. Amen. You got to change it. Seek ye first the kingdom. And I really didn't get into a whole lot, the meat of what I want to talk about. What is it to seek after God? What is it to seek after him, to go after him? That word seek, amen, I'm telling you, in the Greek, I'm telling you, it's powerful. And we're going to discuss that, amen, praise the Lord, a little, in Lord's willing, next Sunday. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, let's give God a hand praise for the word.